The Gemara is now Rabbonin. The Rabbonin. Shnas Chamishim Ato Moina. Vi Ato Moina Shnas Chamishim V'yachas. So Rashi Rabbonin. To Loyalfi Midikadashtem to Tiskadish Mitchilosa. The Rabbonin does learn out from this Posik Alochem Kedushas Yevil. According to him, you don't have to make any miyut. The end, there's no tasteless kedusha, because we're not talking about kedusha from this pasuk. So what do they do? Dar shilei hochi. What do the pasuk say? Shnasa chamish in the 50th year for. Now there's no chiddush that the 51st year doesn't have kedusha. Pshita not. So what's the chiddush the 50th year? So Darsh is like this. Shnasa chamish matamoina via tamoina shnasa yovel. Shnas chamishim l'soif yovel shavar. The achas l'minyan yovel habo. The yatomoyne shnasa yovel habo elamishnas liachro yovel. Whereas the question is, when does the next cycle of shmita start? So Rabbanan say Dashan like this. The Gemara says shnasa chamishim atomoyne via tamoyne shnas chamishim v'yachas. You don't include the 51st year. In other words, yovel is the 50th year. The 51st year, that starts the next cycle, that's the first year for the next Shemitah. And this is La'afukim of the Rabbi Yehuda. They tell us not like the Rabbi Yehuda Shita. The Yom Rabbi Yehuda says like this, you should know, Shnas Chamishim, the 50th year, if you counted 7 Shemitahs, if the 49 years, this 50th year is a Modna year. Rabbi Yehuda holds, Oyle Lakan Olakan, it goes for both cycles. In other words, when you finished 49 years, you finished 7 Shemitahs, the 50th year is the first year of the next cycle. It's number 1 for the next 7 years. But it's also number 50th, our 50th, the new din yovel. So yovel has 2 dinim to it. It's called the 50th year, a new din yovel. That last year, the 49th year, was Shemitah, you can't plow, you can't plant. The same thing, the 50th year also, you can't plant, you can't plow. But you should know the 50th year is also the first year of the next cycle. Therefore, what you have to have is another 6 years, and then you have Shemitah. Kamashmala, no. Kamashmala, not like that. That we hold, no. The 50th year, that's Yovel by itself. Shinas HaChemishim HaTamayna. And the 51st year, that's the first year of the next cycle. Now, Kamashmala and Deloy, we don't say that Svara. Now, Udeloy Sifin Nechol HaKadosh Minolam. The Mer said before, it's a Svara, that there are times that you have to be Moisif Kedusha on Tzachoyel. It's still Friday. You have to make it Shabbos. How do we know this? The Tanya would not like this. The pasuk says, Ba'chorish u'ba'kotzeh tishmais. The pasuk is talking about Shabbos. Don't do malacha on Shabbos. And then it says you should rest. Don't make a harisha. Don't plow and don't cut down. So Rashi says, and the Mar says, you have a kiva, and the kiva says like this. Einer tzorach loimeh chorish v'kotzir. Shel shviyah. That doesn't have to tell you that you can't cut down or plow on Shviyas itself, on Shemitah. Shereik Kvan Emma, the Torah said already one time, Sodechol Lo Sizra. It already said you can't cut down your field, you can't plow. So what's the chiddush of this pasuk? Ba'achorish u'ba'kotzeh tishpois, rest. Don't plow, don't cut down. So he dashens that the chiddush b'geit hilcha Shemitah, that like this, Ela chorish shel erer Shviyas. There's a time of tasteless kedusha. Then it's a harish, you can't even plow on the 6th year, on Erev Shviyas. Ha nichnas l'shviyas. In other words, right before Shemitah, if you want to plow your fields in order to make the trees grow better, and they'll grow better on Shemitah, you're not allowed to plow. On the 6th year, there's a mitzvah tasteless shviyas. That not only can't you plow the fields on Shemitah itself, but even in the 6th year, if your last 30 days, if you're plowing now in order to make the trees grow better on Shemitah, that's awesome. Uptir, what's that cutting off talking about? Uptir shall shviyas ha yaitzel amitzoy shviyas. If you have crop that was grown on shviyas, and you're first cutting it off after shviyas, it still has kedusha. There's a kedusha taste for shviyas. Even after shviyas, still has a kedusha. So learn now from this pasuk by Chorish v'Bakotzir, there's a tasteless kedusha by Shemitah. So Rashi says like this: Ein tzorach loyne Chorish v'Kotzir shal shriyas. So Rashi, the akorcha for sure afagav the reisha the krua b'Shabbos koyi. Even though the beginning of this pasuk is talking about Hilcha Shabbos, the pasuk says sheishes yomim tavoid uva shriyas don't. or the Sefer, but the end of the Pasuk that says Vachorish or Vakotze Tishbois, Ashvius Tori, is not talking about Hilchos Shabbos, but talking about Hilchos Shemitah. How do you know that? Diyah Shabbos, as if it's talking about Shabbos, what's up is Chorish Vakotze Rudi Yosef Shamalachas Mishari. Why did the Torah only say Charisho Ktsira? What happened to Lamates Malachas on Shabbos? All the Lamates Malachas are also. Why did the Torah only say rest from Charisho and Ktsira? Elamai, at the end of the post, is talking about Shemitah. On Shemitah, the only thing that it's also is you're not allowed to plant, you're not allowed to plow. Of the Zoy, the Kenda Kasher is, we know it from other Psukim, you're not allowed to make Charisho. You can't plow your fields on Shemitah. So what do I need a second Pasuk for? So now the Chiddush is, Rashi says, Chorish al Ereshvius, Shalayech Roy saw the Elon. If you have an orchard with trees, Ereshvius, Chorish, Yel Eshvius, you're not allowed to plow around the trees on the sixth year if you're plowing now for the purpose that it should grow better on Shemitah. It's even Taisvus Shvius, you're not allowed to do on sixth year. Oh, Kitsir, there's then Taisvus at the end, that Kagoin, Tfua Shevia Shlish Beshvius, Yat Fua wheat that grew one third ripe already during the seventh year. And then it goes into the eighth year. Even in the eighth year it grows more, you should know still it has Kedusha, you're not allowed to plow it, you have to eat it, but there is Kedusha, you can't throw it away, you have to eat the whole thing, it has Kedusha Shemitah on it. So then after this post, there's an idea of Tosfos Kedusha. So tomorrow, that's the way of the Kiva Dashans. We have Yishmael learning a different Joshua. Yishmael says like this, Ma Chorish Rishus. Just like Charisha, there's never a mitzvah to make a Charisha. A Charisha plowing the field is always a Rishus. If you want to do it, don't want to do it, don't do it. Like in the middle of the weekday, there's never a mitzvah to do Charisha. Is Av Kitzir Rishus. The same thing Kitzir. And as he holds the Pasuk talking about Shabbos. No. It's saying you can't make a Charisha, you can't make a Kitzir on Shabbos. You're not allowed to do these two things on Shabbos. So the question is, Chita, you can't do Lamates Malachis. What's the Chiddush here? Yes, you're learning out one from the other. That just like Charisha, there's never a mitzvah involved. That's why the Torah says you can't do it on Shabbos. The same thing Kitzir. When the Torah says you can't cut off wheat on Shabbos, it means that Ktsira Shel Rishus. If you're doing it for your own sake, that's what's awesome. But the Chiddush is, Yotza Ktsir Reimer. In the case that you want to cut down the wheat, L'shem, to make a mitzvah, or cut down the barley, in order to make the Minchas Reimer out of it, to make the Korban Reimer, is Shul Mitzvah. Because the Shtel Lechem is made out of wheat. Yeah. Yotza Ktsir Reimer, the Reimer is made out of wheat. You make the Omer, to cut down the wheat for the Omer, Shu Mitzvah, that there it's a mitzvah. There's a mitzvah to cut it down, L'shem Mitzvah Seimer. That what you even allowed to do it on Shabbos also. That's the Chiddush. Rashi. The Yishuv and Macharish Meshus. For the Yidiv Rakos Velulin Yin Shabbos. So Paul is talking about Shabbos. K'nesid Bey of Yerim HaShvi Tishbois. V'achor HaShem HaKos HaTishbois. So what's the Chiddush then? Bolo Lamedcho to teach us Macharish, just like by plowing. Ein l'cho charisha shom mitzvah. There's never a case that you have to do a charisha of a mitzvah involved. The afidul is roi, even to plant. The tzarechayim, even if you're planting now for the omer, there's no mitzvah. Ushtei alechem for ushtei alechem ida. Shrei yemotze chorish shein acharish. If you found already something plowed already and growing, you're allowed to cut it down for these things. There's no mitzvah to do with l'shmo. V'anies l'cho b'shabbos. Such a charisha you can't do on Shabbos. If so, af ketzir, that one the Torah says you can't cut something down on Shabbos, it's the same thing. Shani ois l'cho b'shal rishus ani ois l'cho. I'm only saying you can't cut down wheat on Shabbos if it's for your own sake. Of the yotzuk tzir roi mishu mitzvah. So Rashi shafilu motza kotzer. Even if you have wheat already that you cut down already, you should know, you can't use it for the oimer. Because there's a mitzvah lichter. There's a din you have to cut down the wheat l'shem mitzvah soimer. So therefore, yesh l'cho l'umoyd mikan shadoich et Shabbos. Then if it came out that you have to shruis, for the Omer, when you want to bring the Korban Omer, it comes out on Shabbos today, you're allowed to cut down the wheat today to make the Korban Omer. Ktsir is mutter on Shabbos, l'tzorech mitzvah of the Korban Omer. So that's the Chiddush of this Pasuk. So that the Gemara is so, Rabbi Yishmoyel Ebezoi, Moisifin Mechol al Kodesh Minolan, how does he know that you say then if Tastus Kedusha, that you add Kedusha to Shviyas at the end? How does he know such a mitzvah? We learned out of Kibler now from this Pasuk Bachorish Shabakotzir that there's a mitzvah Tais v'Shvius. But according to Rabbi Shmo, the Pasuk is talking about Shabbos. How do we know Bechlau there's such a mitzvah of Tais v'Shvius? How do we know you say the Tais is any place? To add on, Kedusha on to Choyl.
So Gemara says, "V'shmoel nafkalo min the Tanya." Learns that from a different halacha. But the Tanya learns in a brayse like this. The pasuk says, "By Yom Kippur, v'yanisem es nafshar seichem b'tisha." He's supposed to fast on the ninth day. The ninth day of Tishrei is v'yanisem. He's supposed to fast. For the Gemara, "Yochol b'tisha," maybe it really means to fast on the ninth day. Talmud Loimer Berif. The pasuk says, "No at night time." It means the ninth day by night. It means not on our Yom Kippur you start fasting. If it means at night time, maybe you only have to start fasting only night time mamish, you have to fast kechovim, that's when you have to start fasting on Yom Kippur. Talmud Loima, but she, no, the pasuk says the ninth day. Haketus or Tastira. One place it says the ninth mashma by day, then it says Berev mashma at night. How do you have both? The teretz is maschil or misanim by joim. Melamech and Moisifin Mechol al Kodesh. There's a mitzvah Tosfos Yom Kippurim. That true, the Ikka Yom Kippur, the Ikka Tainus starts at night, but there's a mitzvah essay of Tosfos Yom Kippur to start fasting by Joim. Before Shkia, you're supposed to start fasting already. How the mitzvah Tosfos Yom Kippurim. So you learn it out from this pasuk, that's what's called B'chi. On the ninth day, also you're supposed to fast, means a little bit last minute. The last 2 minutes of the ninth day, you're also supposed to fast. The Torah is Tosfos Kedusha. Tosfos Yom Kippur. So Moses says, "Ain't the yellow bichnisosay." I only know this at the beginning of Yom Kippur that you have to start fasting before Shkia. Or the tziyosu minayin. How do you know you have to fast a little bit after Moitzor Yom Kippur, even into the night? Talmud Loimer, the pasuk says, "May erev aderev," from night until night. So what's the chiddush erev aderev means? From this night until the next night, even into the next night also means even to the night of Moitzor Yom Kippur. Also, you have to fast a little bit. Shashi aderev, lailahu v'yad bechlal. Until the next night, and a little bit of that night also. So a little bit of Mitzvah and Kippur also you have to fast. You have to go after fasting Kippur. So Moshe says, "No, only Yellow Yom Kippur. Maybe only Yom Kippur has this mitzvah saseid of a Tosfos Yom Kippur. Shabbos is minayin. How do you know even on Shabbos also you should be in the Kabbalah Shabbos before Shkia make a Tosfos Shabbos? Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Tishbasu. Tishbasu goes even a Shabbos. Shabbos also has this mitzvah. It says about Yom Kippur, but it means to include Shabbos also as the mitzvah of Tosfos Shabbos. Or the Zoyim Tovim Minayin. How do we know a regular Yom Tov also Pesach Sukkis? There's a mitzvah of Tosfos Yom Tov to mekabel it a little bit earlier. But on this Talmud Loma, the pasuk says Shabbatchem. So Shabbatchem means even a Yom Tov also. Haketzet. What does it come out then? That Kol Mokom Shiyesh Bo Shvus. Anytime there's a mitzvah of a Yom Tov for Shabbos to rest. When midiraisi you have to rest, don't do melacha that day. You should know, Moisifin Mechol al Kodesh. There's a mitzvah essay, to add a little bit to that day. To start the day a little bit earlier, and let it go a little bit later also. That's the way Rabbi Shmuel dachshund this pasuk. For the Gemara of Rabbi Akiva, Hayavi Anisim is Nasha Seichem Betisha Mayovle. As Rabbi Akiva learns out Tosfos from the Locha Rav, of Chorish Vekotir from Shemitah. He learns that there's Ninya of Tosfos Kedusha by Shemitah, and the Stama from there learns out to other places also that there's a mitzvah Tosfos already. So if so, what does it mean in the pasuk by Yom Kippur again to say Tosfos, we don't need it? Mashmi, we learn now Tosfos from Shemitah. Turns out the one place Shemitah has a Kedusha, has a mitzvah Tosfos Shviyas, who are then Tosfos Shabbos also has it. So Tosfos speaks it out. The Rebbe Kiva have the Yalef Kulu Mishvias. Rebbe Kiva learns out from Shvias everything has a Tosfos. Shabbos for Yom Tov Yom Kippurim. The Kulu Mod the Tosfos Yom Kippur the Raisik. The Minna Perak Show. That everybody holds. So Rebbe Kiva the Gemara is now gone, learns out this far from Shemitah. So I have a Pasuk by Shemitah the seventh year, you have to add a little bit and a little up, keep it later also. So if so, what does it need a Pasuk? What does the Pasuk say by Yom Kippur to fast the ninth day? To say Tosfos Yom Kippur, he doesn't need the pasuk. So Gemara says like this: for the famous drasha, for the kiva high v'anisim is not chaseichem betisha mayovedle. What does he do with the word batisha? Mi boiler lekratan lekratoni ichia barav midifta. The toni ichia barav midifta. He learned like this: the pasuk says v'anisim is not chaseichem betisha. You're supposed to fast on the ninth day, ninth of Tishrei. You have to fast. For the Gemara, is that true? We know Yom Kippur is the 10th day. But the Tisha, Asiri Batishrei, is Yom Kippur, the day of fasting. So what is the Apostle saying, Batisha on the 9th day?
Elolaymulos, the pasuk comes to teach us like this, that you should know, kol oichel v'shoisa b'chi, whoever eats is the kind the mitzvah of eating on Erev Yom Kippur, and you eat and drink on Erev Yom Kippur, ma lola b'kosev, the pasuk considers it, kilo as if, hisana chi v'asiri, as if you fasted even